Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Uh-huh. Still here. You got me for the next 2 hours, dial 888-808-1019. It's a Friday night. When we get to the end of the week, I always say we got to run through the tape. You know, first week of baseball, great. Great. Winning records, good vibes. And the Yankees and the Mets win today. And that Yankee game, I already complained about the umpires. You know, the balls and strikes. It's just a whack way to start off a game, especially in the beautiful PNC Park, which is regarded as the best view in baseball, best ballpark in baseball. I went out there in 2017. If you go to my Twitter, I put a video up from 2017 out there. It was a different time for me. I don't know what I was doing in 2017. I think I was working at MTV. I think I told this story last night. None of the homies were down. My wife was the only one down to ride out to Pittsburgh. I remember I just said to my wife, I'm like, we were so broke back then. I forget where we stayed, but it was cool to go to that weekend series out in P-Town and just be entrenched in their culture, right? I think we get so wrapped up in, you know, taking the 4 train or taking the B or D or taking the 7 line or, you know, driving to the game and parking and like how we do things. There's a lot of walking to the game out there, and they have a great culture. They have a great fan base. We heard a lot of sell the team chants today. So Pirates fans are upset with how they haven't been competitive. But yeah, I was upset with the Yankees trying to be competitive and the umpires taking the bat out of their hands. So the game starts off like that. What else in my notes? Oh, the Judge catch where he hits the wall and it's the hard wall with the scoreboard. It's like, oh no. Oh, perfect. Forget me talking about the Yankee game for a second, which if you're a Yankee fan, you either watched or listened to. I had no idea this was going to happen. So I just told the story about Sal, who gave CeeLo's niece the ball. I guess he was listening or somebody told him. Either way, he called in. So let's go to Sal in Lodi, New Jersey. He can tell you the story. What's up, Sal?
Hey, Keith. What's up?
Good to hear from you, man. And great that, you know, the internet works how
it
does.
I got a message from Joey and Billy.
Yeah.
That's how everything came together.
That's my guy. Joey's the best. He's been taking care of me for years. I love everybody over there at Billy's. When I saw your shirt, I'm like, I have that same shirt And that was like when the Billy's merch first came out, I'm like, I know only a few of us got those first round of shirts and the jackets
That's
and the
right.
hats. So I'm like, this guy's got to be a part of the mob.
So what happened was I the ball was hit. So I'm just sitting in the seat and I just followed it because I played outfield forever. So I just followed
the ball.
Right to my left hand, caught it clean. And the funny part is two people behind me, the lady was pregnant. And it would have, if I didn't catch the ball, I think it would have hit her in the stomach. The guy actually next to me goes, I think you just saved my kid's life.
You were mindful of that? Like, I got to be the guy over here if the ball comes this way.
He told me, he goes, my wife's pregnant. I think the ball would have hit her in the stomach. So I actually waited a few minutes because I knew it was the ninth ball. And I'm like, I don't know if anybody's going to come down. I waited a few minutes. Nobody came down. So I saw the little girl in the front row up in front. She was trying to get a ball the whole game. But I just went down and I gave it to her. And then that's when the father wanted to take a picture with me. So I took the picture. And I actually had to leave the game a little early. I left at the top of the ninth. And I was trying. And when I left the game, I said, I should have got the picture. So the guy two rows behind me is a season ticket holder, so I texted him. I said, is the guy still there? And by that time, he was gone. And I just walked it off, just said, maybe you'll see. Maybe I'll see on social media somewhere. And that's when Joey called me today.
That's great. I mean, so many times you're in the stadium, and I feel like I was just hearing somebody on WFAN talk about, like, if you get a ball, giving it to a kid and somebody feeling like, you know, what if I want the ball? But like you telling the story and it coming full circle and like the power of the internet, they always say, hey, you know, social media, you know, do your best or do your work and connect these people. So I was happy to do it. I'm glad that, we were able to figure it out.
I talked to the father, Steve, and he was great. And a real nice guy. And he said his daughter, it was the best day of his daughter's life. They got to tour the stadium, and they got a couple autographs. Actually, Steve actually offered me a ball, one of the balls that he got signed. So hopefully we can hook up some one day.
Yeah, next homestand, and I'm sure I'll catch you in
Billy's. Yeah, I actually might be going next Sunday. I think I'm probably going to be going next Sunday to the Giants.
Yeah, I'm going to try and go to the Giants series as well because I was sick this week. I couldn't go to any of the games. I haven't been to a night game yet, so I'm definitely going next night game.
Yeah, all right. Very good.
Sal, you're the man. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. You know what else is crazy that I just connected? And I know some people have listened to me on The Fan consistently, and I said there's a section in Yankee Stadium that I will never return to. They were in section 133 when that all happened. I was in section 133 in the fifth inning of the World Series of Game 5. 133, row 6. Yeah. That's crazy. I'm like, I will never go back to that section because it is etched in my memory and burned into my mind. Like, Judge dropping that pop-up. I told you guys a story about people chanting MVP after you drop the pop-up. I'm like, now's not the time to chant. I was panicking. One of my boys saw me from a couple rows over. He was like, bro, I was about to, like, scream your name to say what's up, but we were melting. He's like, I saw you were head in hand. I was with my wife. My we were in Legends. My wife, we had other tickets to go out. My wife wanted to, like, not be in the Legends seats. And, like, it's a World Series. Let's go out where the people are. I'm like, there's people here, too. It's just different kind of people. And we waited until the fifth inning to go to Section 133. And, the rest is history. Shout out to Sal, Steve, Crystal Presti, Joey, the Yankee universe never unconnects. And you know what? It's funny. I like knew that we were going to figure that out today. I as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on it. And we did. So good. And it says it was the best day of a little girl's life. Core memory made. 888-808-1019. Val is in the Bronx. What's up, Val? You're back on The Fan.
Chris, what's up, okay?
You know, talking through all the things.
Yep. Shout out Pinstripe family. Shout out Pinstripe family, man. Things are looking nice. 160-2 is still in play, huh?
Certainly.
You know, I got 3 points I'd like to make with you, but a couple of things really quickly. You know, Everybody talking about the bats. I like to call them the Benzie bats or the Tesla bats. The first time I saw, well, I think it was last week, Saturday, was when the thing first blew up, and you saw the close-up that they did on Chisholm's bat. And that's what I think. It just looks so streamlined. I think it was the color of it, the fact that it was cloudy, and the way that, the way that the light was hitting it, it was like it just didn't look like anything you saw before. That's what just caught everybody's eye. So I call them the Benzie bats. Like, you remember that Benz that came out, the first one, that was like kind of like low to the ground? Almost like they had chopped the roof off. It reminds me of that almost. But the 3 points I wanted to make about my Yanks really quickly, man, and a little bit of Mets too. The first one, Cabrera, bro, it's like just before, you know, because it was kind of quiet to start the season. And it was almost like just before the noise was about to start up with, like, you know, what are we getting? He had a beautiful, beautiful day. I just love what the dude is doing, man. And even the quiet nights, you know, he's still doing what he has to do. He's holding on. He's holding his spot in the field. It's nice to see. Somebody mentioned Peraza, too. You rightfully said it. He had his time on Saturday when he came in off the bench, and he hit one out. So that third base might be a little quiet of not a loud or screaming problem for us to really concern ourselves with in the immediate future. You know what I'm saying? And the second point, that I was saying it before, you know, and it, you know, it's funny how I'm hearing Stanton's name mentioned so much now. But that silver lining I talked about, man, it the fact that all those things happened and was giving these guys a chance to like really claim these spots. I don't want to get too caught up in it, and I preface everything I say these days saying, you know, it's early. But there were so many questions that we had in the offseason, and so far, the nice thing about the way the season is going is that you getting answers. Like, it's almost like, you know, you're driving around and you stop in a neighborhood you're not familiar with, and you pull up on somebody who's sitting on a stoop and you're asking for directions. And the kid tells you, do this, do that, do that. You're going to find what you're looking for. And you pull off, but you know, you've done this before. People have sent you in all kinds of crazy, you know, boondock spots. And you're like, I don't know how to trust this. Somebody gave you a route to take. And it's like they gave us that route in the offseason and was giving us the tea leaves to tell us how we were going to try to play the season, even in some of the comments you heard from Hal. And people were kind of shaky about it. But so far, as we're starting to take the road, it's just giving us and the players themselves more and more confidence to keep saying, you know what, let's just keep driving down this road. Follow the directions. We'll be all right. You know, and the last point I wanted to make, and I'm going to go with that one. I wish you a beautiful weekend. I like how you're trying to, like, calm all the hate that's going back and forth from, you know, the opposing fan bases talking about Soto or talking about Judge. I think people really need to, and I've said this before in the past. I remember years ago, I might even ask you the question, because there was one point I asked about just every host that is on a fan, even Slick Rick. And I remember saying it to Sal back when he was doing the overnights, just after Judge had broken the 62 one. I said, this dude, bro, the way he's doing things, it's like the more he does, the more he feels comfortable doing it, and he can see himself, like, pushing forward. 2 to 3 seasons, 4 seasons, this dude might actually break that single-season record. I don't want to get carried away with myself, but I'm saying that to say this. In New York right now, we have a chance to be watching two dudes that could be actual historic icons in the game. Judge right now, of all current players, has the greatest chance to chase that single season home run record. And on the other side of the Triborough, because of how young he is and how much time he still has on his books, you got the dude on the other side. While he might not look like the dude to do it in the single season, he has the chance to break the total career overall home run record. And that's Soto. Like I said it before, and I know you bring on writers and stuff like that. I said it to Hoffman, and I think it might have been taken the wrong way, because I said I wish this was back in the time when we had the back pages. It wasn't to say that there are not people still writing at the Daily News and there are not still people writing at the Post. But nowadays, you walk into a bodega, you can barely find a Daily News or a Post standing up somewhere to buy. It would have been so nice to have those back pages when you walk into the store every night for this season, to see what would be happening, who would, like, you know, if Judge is up one day, you know, Soto's up the next day, Lindor's up the next day, whatever the headlines would have been, it would have been a beautiful, beautiful thing. This season is just waking up to be, like, just so, so sweet. I just hope it just keeps going. Have a beautiful weekend, Fierce, and enjoy the weekend of baseball, my man. I'll talk to you soon.
Be easy. You got it, Val. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. I mean, you said a lot, but I gave you you know, the room to say a lot, and I try to do that, and Val's a good caller, and I know he cares, and a good Yankee fan, and a baseball fan, and a real New Yorker, and, like, you know, going backwards, like you said, I know during the postseason, I try to go collect the papers for, like, history, you know, keepsakes. Hard to find. Not every gas station, not every bodega, not even every grocery store has them. Everything's digital now. So to keep up with all this stuff, you got to have apps. You got to have social media. And we don't necessarily know it or realize it. This is a historic time. There's so much talent on both sides of town with these teams, generational talent. Like, in 20, 30 years, we're going to look back and be like, wow, you know. And what I hope is that, like I said, somebody brings a parade back. Obviously, I'm a Yankee fan. I want it to be the Yankees. But, like, if it's the Mets, it's the Mets. And what are you going to point to? You're going to point to the owner. You're going to point to the president of baseball operations. You're going to point to the shortstop. You're going to point to Pete Alonso. You're going to point to Juan Soto. You're going to point to the rotation, the bullpen, really. Mendoza, you know. This is the beginning of something. We are very optimistic and hopeful, and you should be. This is entertainment. I tell people all the time, this is supposed to be fun. You don't get into this to be miserable. You don't get in this to be mad. And, like, there's so much negative energy with the back and forth, right? And, you know, Val leaned into that. Like, me kind of trying to be like, hey, you know, go to your corners. And, like, we don't have to do this right now. We have real games. We don't face each other until May. We have our own division to worry about. It's just too much negative energy with, like, who is who and what is what. We're New York. We're the capital of baseball. Right, we want the rest of baseball to look at Queens and look at the Bronx and be like, yo, those are tough places to play. And when the postseason comes, like we had last year, we want to see both teams get to the Final Four, maybe take a step forward. And yeah, with Judge, I don't know, man. Everything happens for a reason. With the Yankees, everything happens for a reason. These guys put in pain last year. You know, us Yankee fans felt that pain of getting to the World Series and losing. Right, Judge gets to the World Series. Goes back to California, loses it. You know, Juan Soto is here, moves on. And like I said, they weren't meant to win it with Juan Soto. World Series are forever. World Series wins. You know, those guys, I just saw, you know, today was a year ago that I went to T-Mobile, which I guess it was the night before Yankee Stadium opening day. And we had Paul O'Neill and Cecil Fielder there. And we did the Q&A. And I got to ask a question, and I just knew to ask these guys about 96. I knew to get these guys to, like, lean in to tell us about that run to the World Series, what that clubhouse was like, what the postseason was like, what the party was like, what the parade was like, you know. Cecil Fielder was like, oh, we party for days. Nobody was putting on the Ritz like me. Man, I want a team to experience that here. I want the fan base to experience that here. I want to experience that here, and I just think there's – you know, there's a silver lining, like Val was just saying, everything happens for a reason. I know I was on this airwave saying, pay Juan Soto everything. You got to get Juan Soto. But obviously that logic was based off of, hey, we got to the World Series. We ended the drought of not going to the World Series with Juan Soto. So bring him back, run it back. But they weren't able to. Now the Mets have him. So in the next 15 years, you expect the Mets to win a World Series. Steve Cohen says, not a World Series, 2-4. With all the resources that they have. And for the Yankees, your time is now. The window is now. Sucks that Gerrit Cole is out. So what? Next man up. That's why you did pivot and get Max Fried. That's why young guys like Will Warren are stepping up. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. Cookie Carrasco. Carlos Carrasco is in this rotation, signs with the Yankees. Guys like Rodon, who got paid big money. Hey, like, you got to do it. And these young guys, like today, you know, I'm looking at Oswaldo Cabrera, and I got to meet Waldo. I root for him. He came on my show last year. I met him at the Pinstripe Pride event. He's always got a smile on his face. The kid works hard. He just wants to be, you know, involved. And now that we're a few games into the season, he had his best game of the season today. One of the best games, if not the best game of his career. And he was swagging out there. I just tweeted at Keith_McPherson the cleats he was wearing. This guy had on a pair of J Balvin Medellin Sunset Custom Jordan 3 cleats. you know, when I was watching the game, they stood out because they were tan, and then he had the shin guard, and he had the gloves to match. Like, the Jazz effect on the Yankees, everybody is swagging now. Everybody's trying to get their swag levels up. Everybody's trying to get their drip levels, their aura up. It helped Oswaldo today, and it helps to see Jason Dominguez make plays in the outfield and then also carry that over to the plate. Ben Rice believes he can be the leadoff hitter he can hit in Major League Baseball. Volpe off to a great start. Like, for Volpe to carry over what he did at the end of last year and to start off like this year, fantastic, man. Three hits today. Goldschmidt gets a day off. He comes back rested. Two knocks. You get the news of Bellinger having a stiff back. No worries. This team is deep enough, and they're not even deep enough. You know what I'm saying? They're deep enough because they have guys that can play multiple positions. They have that kind of depth. They have enough bats. They're too left-handed, but that'll change, right? That is good as we head to the trade deadline. And Cashman is going to work. He's going to sign guys. He's going to make trades. He's going to make moves. He's going to figure out exactly what to add to his team. Stanton will be back. This is a good position to be in. And the Yankees would not be in this position if they signed Juan Soto. The Mets wouldn't be in this position if they didn't sign Juan Soto. You know what I'm saying? It worked out for both sides exactly how it was supposed to work out. You can't predict baseball, but here we are. Joe is in Red Bank. Joe, you're on the Fan.
How's it going, Keith? First of all, I just want to say, like, I love that you're our voice. I remember when I was a kid, like with my dad driving around listening to the Fan, like he had his guys. Like, it's nice having you, like, representing this generation of Yankee fans. Like, I stay up every night and I listen to you. Like, it's awesome. I just want to make a few points. This Yankee lineup is solid. Like, it's hard to navigate, which if you look back in the past with Yankee lineups, like, that's what makes a baseball team. And people don't, like, I feel like there's a lot of those slide-by fans, people who don't pay attention, like, too much, and they think, like, oh, we don't have Juan Soto. But, like, if you had a crystal ball in 2008 and you said to people, hey, the Yankees are going to have Mark Teixeira, Robinson Cano, Derek Jeter, and Alex Rodriguez in their infield for 5 years, and they're only going to have one World Series with it, no one would have believed you. Potentially the greatest infield of all time. And you think back to that 2009 lineup, which I like to compare a lot of teams to, is you couldn't navigate through that lineup. Because you don't want to throw to the next guy. And, oh, no, Johnny Damon got on base. Well, now I got to make sure that he's not going to run on me because he gets to second base, and he's going to be, before you know it, he's scoring. And then, oh, man, we got Brett Gardner on base. And Derek Jeter, you don't want to throw him a ball anywhere because he could slap that ball the other way. And, you know, I think as the season develops and, you know, we get the straw that stirs the drink back, which is Stanton, you know, and Cashman goes and makes some trades and does what he does, you know, the Yankees are, I feel like they're going to be fine, and they got a good future ahead of us with these young guys.
Yeah,
like,
they're going to be Juan good. Soto, they're going to be better than fine.
Like Juan Soto, it's a shame. I would have loved to, it would have been awesome to see him in pinstripes, but at the same time, you saw him in pinstripes. You weren't seeing anybody really new in pinstripes. You weren't seeing a name that you want to see for the next 5 years because we just know how they are with the penny pinching.
It's a philosophy change, though, too, Joe. Like, I won't say that they're penny pitching when they have an over $300 million payroll. They're paying Judge $40 million, Cole $36 million. They went out and got Max Fried. What it is, it's a philosophy change. You have to get younger. This team is younger, faster. They can run. You know what I'm saying? Like, this team has a different vibe and energy and look about them. You need that in Major League Baseball now, and you need homegrown 100%. Talent. You know, having homegrown talent, then you can, you know, top the team off with the cherry on top of what free agent you need. If that is a pitcher, if that is a one-position player, you know, they have figured it out. How many years did we see guys come up and fail that had a lot of hype? We just went through the baby bombers. We just went through Gleyber Torres. Yep. Gary Sanchez, Greg Bird, Miguel Andujar, Clint Frazier, Chance Adams. Like, we had like random guys like that were supposed to be something that flamed out. The only one that figured it out was Judge. So now you build around Judge. And that's the thing, too, as you're talking about the lineup. They have the best hitter in baseball, and now they actually have a deep lineup. Rizzo's not in this lineup. Verdugo's not in this lineup. Josh Donaldson's not in this lineup. Joey Gallo's not in this lineup.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It's an exciting team to watch. And like the first game, like that first series, I was like, this isn't a fluke. Like, you know what? Yeah, they didn't face amazing pitching, but they went up there and they just showed that they're going to attack a little bit. They're going to hit the ball, and the Yankees hit home runs. It's what they've done for years, and they've been doing it for a long time. And it's okay because home runs is what makes it fun. Home runs scores runs, and the thing is now they just got to keep developing on that depth they already have. The team looks phenomenal. The rotation looks good. Now, most guys in this rotation, they'll be a number two at any other team they go to.
I don't know about that, but thanks for the call, Joe, and the compliments and the kind words. The rotation is good enough so far. I don't know how long it's going to hold. I wouldn't say that these guys would be number twos. Max Fried is a one. Luis Hill needs to come back. Clark Schmidt is on the way back. Maybe they add a Sandy Alcantara. Maybe they add somebody else. This bullpen was short against the Diamondbacks, but they got Devin Williams back. They'll be fine. The lineup is good enough for now. They can add. So, man, shout out to the Yankees for figuring it out.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Okay, quick wrap before we get back to the chit-chat. Had to put a couple bars together like a Kit Kat. I'm the one with the special sauce like a Big Mac. Boy, Dad, no Dad Bob, been working on my six-pack. Put the work in, now they can't deny my impact. Let them hate on me, every day I get my lick back. They said I had big shoes to fill and I did that. The best on the mic, honestly, there's a big gap. If the app skips, they gon' have to run the sh back. KM to AM, man, welcome to the kickback. 888-808, go ahead and hit that. Freestyle Friday, I was in the mood to give back. They say you get what you give back. Back from break, yeah, him back. Not D-I-E, D-E-E. Not D-E-I, T-V-H, I'm T-V-E. Not D-E-I, T-V-H, I'm T-V-E. Did you get that? I messed it up at the end. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Somebody was asking me to kick a verse, kick a freestyle. I actually put a couple bars together today. And I appreciate the motivation. I can't just rap off the top anymore. I feel like when you cipher, you can rap off the top. You need people to do that with. But that beat you just heard, I was hearing them play that beat in Citi Field as I was listening to Howie Rose. Just doom, doom. That's Drake 0 to 100. And then, you know, I'm doing my trolling as I usually do online. And someone said a couple things in the response that I was like, okay, I got you. And there it is, Freestyle Friday. Bam, 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 bam. You know, it's been a minute since I rapped. I was doing the NFL raps. I used to rap all the time, but then I had a kid, honestly. Who's got time to write raps when you got a baby? 888-808-1019. Back to the conversation at hand. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's John in Bayonne. Hello, John.
Keith, man, I'll tell you right now, you should be like Julio Iglesias, whatever that guy was with the Mets. Go to the Yankees.
Julio and Jose Iglesias, Candelita. Yeah, I got to drop the mixtape. Boy, Dad, No Dad Bod, the mixtape, coming soon.
Oh, man, you were good, man. Had a little Eminem in there and a little bit of a 50. It sounded real good. I liked it. I loved it, brother. But feeling good, and that's why you sing like that when your team's feeling good. And, of course, we're not going to get no credit. We beat the bad old Pirates. They stink and all like that. But we crush them. We play weak teams. We crush them. We don't win 2-1. We crush them. So we can't help it if we get stuck playing these teams now. And when it comes down to it, that's the way the ball rolls. But the boys are looking good. You know what's nice today? Cabrera came through. Volpe hit singles and whatever. And my man, the Martian, he came through. So we're getting everybody to contribute. And that's what a team is about. You know what a team is? Everybody contributes. And that's what I keep on trying to explain to people about the World Series and the playoff with Judge. Not everybody's contributing. If you looked at the old Yankees, Jeter, Williams, Martinez, O'Neill, they all contributed. You can't leave it on the big guy just by himself. Can't have one other guy doing it too. Okay, so that's what it is. Number two is I can't listen to the Fan while I'm driving from 10 to 2 or 2 to 6. There's some crazy Mets stuff, and it drives me nuts. MVP Pete Alonso? MVP Pete Alonso? No, MVP, not valuable player.
No, Pete is off to a hot start. Thanks for the call, John. Can't have you disparage the entire station during the day. And, like, you got to understand, a guy like Pete Alonso comes out here, he's got all these homers, he's driving in runs, he's winning the games. It's overreaction week. What a great first week of baseball. It's overreaction week. And as hosts and fans, we're going to overreact. Well, not me. I'm not going to say anything that is going to be on freezing cold takes or old takes exposed. Yo, they got me last year on something that didn't even count. Right, I had a caller talk about blowing up the Mets in May before the trade deadline, and I was like, might as well see what you can get. You did it last year. Maybe it works again. And, of course, that comes out as they make the postseason and make the run. Who cares? We're going to have takes that are incorrect. We're going to say some things that we might want to take back. It's the radio. It's tough to come in here every single day with your takes, your opinions, and, one, be correct, but, two, not miss and not kind of, you know, reach for that, like, you know, Pete Alonso is going to win the MVP. The Mets are going to win the World Series. Like, I had a caller the other night where I literally was prefacing my shows. I was waiting until we got through overreaction week, until we went Thursday to Thursday. Now it's Friday. I didn't say it tonight. But I was starting all my shows saying this. You know, we're going to jump on some topics, but we're not going to jump to conclusions. We're going to react to everything, but we're not going to overreact. And, you know, I had a caller, a Mets fan caller, was like, yeah, you know, well, I'm ready for my ring this year. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We're talking about rings? We're talking about rings after, I think it was after the Mets beat the Marlins like 10-4 or whatever it was. I'm like, we can't jump from the first win against the Marlins to being the champions. But it's because we love the game. We're fans. And we're excited that it's back. And we're, you know, just like giddy over the promise of like, hey, this could be the year. It's everybody's year until it's not. It's everybody's year until it's not. 888-808-1019. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. In the next hour, we'll do the big shot of the night. And you know what I want to bring back? I want to bring back, hey, Keith, tell me something cool. Maybe I'll go back into my like screenshots or not screenshots, screen records. And I think I have a saved video. I it came to me today. I was like, it would be cool if I can bring the Tell Me Something Cool segment back from the Yankees pregame show that we did a couple years ago, but put it into my show and have the lead-in be still John Sterling's voice. So I got to see if we can cook that up. But out-of-town scoreboard right now, taking your calls right now, 888-808-1019. 11 o'clock, big shot of the night. We can pour up double shots. So we'll do one for the Yankees, one for the Mets. And then before we get out of here by 12, I'll tell you something cool. Okay, so I already told you that the Braves got into the win column. I already told you that the Dodgers lost. We played the audio from Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper saying it with his chest that, like, hey, you're a loser if you're complaining about what the Dodgers are doing. Because, you know, Bryce Harper's a baseball guy. He knows you got to go out there and beat them. But, you know, the Padres lost today, too. We didn't mention that. Go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go. It's a Yankee fan singing the Cubs song. You know what? Like, I just did this video, too, on Whistle Sports. I don't know if you guys follow Whistle Sports. And in the video, I say I used to love the Dodgers. And I got a bunch of, like, comments like, how do you say you used to love the Dodgers with a Yankee jacket on? I'm like, you guys are casual baseball fans. You can't be a fan of one team and then love the, like, culture and ballpark and history of other teams. Like, I love the Cubs. I used to love the Dodgers until my heart was broken this year. And I don't know if I'll ever return to Dodger Stadium. I can't stand to look at them. But, you know, the Cubs, they open up Wrigley Field today. They get a 3-1 win against the Padres, knock the Padres off, hand them their first loss. Shout out to Carlos, who works here and works on Infinity Sports Network. He does some updates here and some other producing things. He's a Cubs fan. I saw him out there. I think he was out there with Bart Winkler. And my boy Mike, who I was in the fan cave with, he's now like the social media director for the Chicago Sports Network. So he's credentialed media with the Cubs. He was out there. So I was kind of living vicariously through them in the Windy City on the north side as the Cubs defeat the Padres 3-1. The Red Sox got going today. Uh-oh, don't look now, Yankee fans. Some of you through the offseason were crying about, I know I was mentioning it. I wasn't crying about it. But like, oh, look at the Red Sox. Look what they're doing. They got Aroldis Chapman. They got Walker Buehler. They got Garrett Crochet. Oh, they added Bregman. Yankees got to add a bat. Well, yeah, they got going today. And they put up 13 runs. They had 16 hits. Walker Buehler got the start. He goes 5 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs. But the way that they opened up that game, hitting homers, Bregman doubled, Trevor Story homered, Willier Abreu homered. Yeah, so, Fenway getting going. And the Boston Red Sox faithful being out there, the Red Sox put on a show today. Rafael Devers is back, trying to get that average up. He had 2 hits today. Tristan Casas had 2 hits today. Yeah, go check out the highlights as the Boston Red Sox beat the Cardinals 13-9. Where else in baseball should we go right now? I mentioned the Braves, so I'll just give you the Braves score and the Dodgers score. The Braves beat the Marlins 10-0. Schwellenbach on the mound. He gets the win. The Phillies defeat the Dodgers 3-2. And the way that game ended, I saw it ended with like a throw to second and tagging the guy out. So it was a dramatic win in PNC Bank. Not PNC Bank, Citizens Bank. Been there too. Don't love the Phillies, but do love their ballpark. I think they got a nice ballpark down there in Philadelphia. Anywho, the White Sox lose to the Tigers in Detroit. Don't look now, but the Tigers, like, they're 3-4, but you know they figure it out a little bit from last year. They've got some guys this year that are, I don't know, I think Glaber is hurt. I saw him get hurt. But I think Baez is playing for them. I'm interested to see what they do. Trey Sweeney, former Yankee. I'm interested to see if the Tigers continue from their run last year. The White Sox, you expect to, I don't know, lose 140 games. The Rockies host the Athletics and lose to the Athletics. Just the Athletics. So we don't know where they're at. Shall not be named. In 11 innings, 6-3. In 11 innings also, the Giants defeat the Mariners. And the Giants are 6-1. The NL West is tough. That division is super tough. Speaking of the NL West, you know, these guys just left New York. The Diamondbacks beat the Nationals in D.C. 6-4 to move up to 5-3. The Royals handle the Orioles 8-2. And look at the Brewers figuring it out, getting back to 500 after being swept by the Yankees. They hand the Reds their third loss in a row. They win 3-2 in Milwaukee. The Rangers, I saw the Rangers are putting Leiter's kid on the IL after he had his first start, and they won that game. The Rangers are winners today. They beat the Rays 5-2, and that's the out-of-town scoreboard. 888-808-1019. Let's take another call. This one is going to Tim in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Tim?
Keith, what's up, man?
Hosting the show, talking and talk, taking calls.
Yeah. So I was at the opener today. I think this is Pete Alonso's team.
Yeah. I was saying it earlier in the week. Go on.
And Lindor's team, Soto's got to prove it.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, you know, money is money. The generational Juan Soto and all the people that offered him $700 million is great. But baseball is a humbling sport. It's a sport of failure. And like anybody coming into a new work environment, a new culture, a new team, same city, but just a different, like, there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. Pete's been doing this. Like, this is yeah. Pete Alonso's team.
I just wanted to call up and say, Pete's got us. It's his team. But
thanks for the call, Tim. It is his team. And you know what? That's what I was saying when in my open. Like, you got to be happy for the guy because there was so much talk about it. Put Vientos at first. We'll get Vladdy next year. We don't need Pete Alonso. Even after the postseason he had, which is nuts. It's crazy how fickle fans can be. It's crazy how we'll be so ready to throw out somebody who's done so much for us. It's crazy how Pete Alonso is literally, 23 homers away from the record now? He's about to be the all-time leader in home runs for the Mets, and it's not going to take him all year to do. Knock on wood. I said the other night, hopefully he doesn't get hit by a pitch. Hopefully he stays healthy. But yeah, again, you can't predict baseball, and you got to be happy for a guy like Pete Alonso. He's locked in. You know what I'm saying? He's going the other way. He's not looking to pull the ball. He's just putting bat to ball. His at-bats have been good. And you know what? Mendoza was talking about not having quality at-bats. Early on in the season, we kept hearing that. That was the theme, right? The defense was a little sloppy, and they were not having quality at-bats. Pete Alonso is giving you quality at-bats every time. 888-808-1019. Shout out to Nimmo. They intentionally walk Pete Alonso. Like, okay, polar bear power. Let's get to Nimmo. And, you know, Nimmo took it personally. And even Lindor, right? I said last night, hey, these guys get back and they get some home cooking and they get around their families and they get back to New York. You know, maybe they'll get going. We make a lot out of the first six games. We make a lot out of, you know, the first 20 at-bats or so. I feel like Lindor did what he did last year. How many times did you see him lead off the game with energy? How many times did you see him either make a play in the field or get a knock? And like what he did today, that hustle double in there, called out but overturned, it gets everybody into the game. What else? Max Kranich I talked about and this Mets bullpen. You know, it's just feel-good vibes around the team. A guy like Tylor Megill, that's your guy too. Goes 5 1/3, 2 hits, no runs, 4 Ks. Like gets the ball on opening day and it's like, yeah, ready to go. Got to do what I got to do for the team. You know, I also like you saw Jeff McNeil was out there warming up and taking ground balls. Sean Manaea, Frankie Montas, those guys, the guys that are hurt. There's good news about Francisco Alvarez, but the guys that are hurt are not just like, you know, hidden. The guys that are hurt are visible. That's why I said today was for Mets fans like a family reunion, an anniversary, and just a party, a kickoff vibe. So Francisco Alvarez is set to catch Kodai Senga's bullpen session. So that happened today. And hit batting practice in the cages. So that's what I'm saying. They had these guys working out. They had these guys visible. They had these guys in the ballpark today. Got everybody back together. 888-808-1019. Even before the game, I was looking at a bunch of different things. I just had my head on a swivel. Like they had the mascots from the five borough race outside dancing. And like they look completely different than they looked when they came out like indoors. They look better outside and the whole thing played better. When I saw it on the big screen, I'm like, okay, this is obviously for kids, but I'm like, this is something that looks so much better with that big ass screen in Citi Field. And, you know, shout out to Evan, because I wouldn't have seen it if Evan didn't post it. Evan Roberts posted the whole race. I said, the fact that they have the Bronx, which obviously, you know, playing into the rivalry between Queens and the Bronx, Mets and the Yankees. I'm like, the fact that they have the Bronx Zoo giraffe wearing a dingy white tee, I'm like, it's so petty, I gotta respect it. Like, they could have made the Bronx anything. They could have picked a different animal. They could have put the animal in something else. They just made the Bronx have a dirty white tee on. And, of course, the Bronx Zoo, the giraffe, gets out to an early lead. And then in the audio, they say, oh, he got torpedoed by, you know, the Queens subway, I guess the 7 line or whatever. You were there. Maybe you weren't there. I don't know. I wasn't there, so everything I got was from online. 888-808-1019 if you want to tell me. I did get some people in my chat saying that, you know, let's see. Emilio says, how does anyone know when there's a sellout when so many people are walking around and hanging out in the outfield during the game, especially at Citi Field? I'm an old head. I actually stay in my seat and watch the game. But, you know, there's the bridge, and there's so many areas to walk around back behind the bridge to just kind of, like, you could watch the game back there with that screen. What I told them is it's about the gate. So usually when you're at the game, I think in the seventh inning, they announce the day's attendance and they'll announce if it's a sellout. And then in my notes, I clipped that they said it was, I'm pretty sure they said it was a sellout. And let me make sure that it was the largest, maybe not the largest attendance ever, but the largest opening day. Yeah, sold out crowd today. I see Tim Healy says the Mets had one of the larger home crowds last season. The September Saturday night game against the Phillies, they had 207 more. I think this might have been the most popular opening day. But you know what? I think I was talking to Lou in a story about this. And I know this well, and I'm extremely blessed now. I'm not really playing the resale market as much anymore. We act like it's free admission. You know what I'm saying? We act like anybody could just go. And also, it's during the day. It's at 3 o'clock on a Friday. People got jobs and school and things to do, kids to take care of, priorities and such. They'll be there. They'll be there. And also, the tickets are not free. The tickets are expensive. I got to go back to my notes and find the rankings for, you know, like the highest opening day ticket, what the cost was. I think the Mets were definitely up there. So that is part of it, too. It's New York. The cost of everything is insane here. The cost of living is so high here. And there's a lot of haves and a lot of have-nots. So, you know, when we're talking about attendance and we're talking about sellouts and we're talking about where's everybody at, a lot of Mets fans watch from home today. And that's perfectly fine. 888-808-1019. What I liked, and I saw this yesterday, and I spoke on this yesterday, was my guy Jake Brown Radio put up that the tickets for just, you know, standing room were dropped down to $57. That's, you know, that's a deal, honestly. Just if you want to be there, if you want to go in and hear everything and see all the fans in the same colors and just be back in that environment, $57 just to enter through the gates, that's straight. So what else did I have in my notes with the Mets? Oh, you know what? Classy move. I kind of paused on some of my trolling when I saw this. And this is also something before we go to break here that I'll speak on. Classy move by the Mets organization honoring Miller Gardner. So they had him today in their like opening ceremonies, their memorandum. What's it? Memoriam. They had him in the memoriam before the home opener today. I just found it in my notes. And when I saw that, I'm like, that's just something that like that's solid. And everybody back to your corners. This is, you know, the loss of a life. The son of a player that played and lived in this city for years, and a terrible story that we all heard. And I think, you know, taking a moment to honor him and include him in that, I thought that was a classy move and a respectful move. And, you know, opening day in Yankee Stadium, I was in the bleachers with the actual 203 bleacher creatures, and they're playing Kendrick Lamar. I'm hitting my bop. I'm dancing. I think it even got posted on, I think, ABC News or something, because a bunch of people tagged me like, yo, I see you. The stadium's playing Kendrick Lamar, I'm bopping, and then I hear Mark say, you know, now we're going to honor Brett Gardner's son, Miller Gardner, and so we chanted Miller Gardner. And I think I forgot to say this last night. So many times I hear the, oh, it's the Bleacher Creatures, it's the Bleacher Creatures. They're chanting F. Juan Soto. Nah, it's not the same people. And I know anyone in the bleachers in Yankee Stadium, left field, right field, you know, every section to, you know, the unknowing person is just like, they're all Bleacher Creatures. No, the Bleacher Creatures are 203. Might be like 40 people. And if you think those same people are chanting Miller, Gardner, and then following that up with F. Juan Soto, you're confused. You're confused. The, you know, the people chanting F. Juan Soto are most of the time young and drunk and laughing and have their phones out and they're clowning. But you can't police fans. That's going to happen. Fans are going to wear Juan Soto jerseys to Citi Field and to Yankee Stadium when, you know, the team's not playing. And it is what it is. It's baseball. What I'll say is, you know, all of this conversation, all of this back and forth is good for baseball. We're off to a good start on both sides. I have to take another break here. This is my last hour coming up on The Fan. So when we come back, we'll do big shot of the night. We got two big shots to give out and as many calls as we can possibly get in. And then before the night is over, we will tell you something cool.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.